Hey everyone, I am back with Brooklyn to tell you more about
Make Crate.
We are loving it. We are on the road this summer to finish filming for the documentary, and one of the very few things we brought with us was our
Make Crate.
Brooklyn, tell people who don't know what Make Crate is.
Make Crate is a fun, hands-on electronics kit paired with an online platform to teach your kids coding fundamentals and engineering skills.
That's right. And there are so many fun things you can do with it. You can make
electronic games, instruments, clocks, a burglar alarm, and lots more.
And lots more fun stuff. And there's no technical expertise required. Where can people find out more about Make Crate?
Go to makecrate.club/SR to order your Make Crate today. And make sure to thank them for this week's transcripts.
Hey everyone, this is Yvette Hampton. Welcome back to the Schoolhouse Rocked podcast. I am super excited about our guest today. And I know you're going to be too, because many, many, many of you have asked us to have her on the podcast. Her name is Lee Bortons. I know that that name to many of you is a very familiar one. She is the founder and chief visionary officer of Classical Conversations. And she has had a great impact in our lives and in the lives of hundreds of thousands of families around the world. So Lee, welcome to the podcast.
Thanks for having me, Yvette. I'm so glad to be here.
Yeah, we are just absolutely thrilled to have you on. We before we even started the podcast, we sent out, I think it was to our mailing list, maybe on Facebook, just a, hey, who do you guys want to have on the podcast? And what questions do you have? And so hands down, yours was one of the names that was repeated over and over and over again. People said, we want Lee Bortons. And so you have been just an inspiration and blessing to me and my family. We did Classical Conversations for 3 years when we were back in California, and it was the greatest blessing of my homeschool life at that point.
Well, thank you.
The only reason that we're actually not in a community now is because we travel, of course, because we're making this documentary, Schoolhouse Rocked, and so we're not settled in a place to be able to do so. But I've actually shared this.
I appreciate that sacrifice that you're making to get this movie out there.
Thank you. It's been so great. And Classical Conversations, you guys have been, I can't even put into words what an encouragement and blessing you've been to us. You have supported us financially. You've supported us with prayer. We've been really in close contact with Robert and your marketing team. And it's so great. You know, we'll talk to them and say, how can we pray for you? And that has just been over the top an encouragement to us. And it's what's kept us going. So thank you for how you have come alongside of us and supported us in this endeavor to film this documentary on homeschooling. But I don't want to talk about us. I want to talk about you and Classical Conversations and the great things that you guys are doing there. For those who have heard of Classical Conversations, or CC, as most people will call it, I would love for you to just give kind of an overview of what Classical Conversations is for those who are maybe just coming into homeschooling and they've maybe heard of it and they're not exactly sure what this Classical Conversations thing is.
So we're a kindergarten through 12th grade educational support organization for homeschooling parents. The parents are our clients, they're our customers, they're our community. The children are not our emphasis, though our programs include the children. What's really important to me is that we work hard as adults to sharpen one another in our Christian worldview and in our classical training. And, you know, we're trying to recover skills that we've never seen before. And so I wanted to put together a business where adults met once a week to try to work on a rigorous classical education together. And of course, it's much more effective if you practice on your children and they're with you. And then students and the family go home and they have assignments for the week, and then they come back the next week and work together again. So a lot of parents think that we're some sort of a school, and we are, in the sense of we're a school for the family. We like to say that we help, but that we're tutors and that we'd like to help the parents in the room just, you know, continue to improve at this mission. And the other thing I think about Classical Conversations is, you know, our tagline is classical Christian community. That really is what we're about. But sometimes I think it should have been homeschool with a friend. So many of the moms and dads that are part of the program say, you know, you keep us going because I'm meeting each week with my friends and it's a little peek IEA meeting. So it's not just about how do you do better at Latin, but also, you know, my child has learning issues, or my in-laws are coming and I don't know what to make for dinner because I've never cooked a turkey before. And right, so all the things that go along with families that are like-minded, trying mm-hmm. to raise children for Christ, because the world is not going to offer us a model to do that well.
Right.
And so we need to meet regularly with each other, you know, and the body of Christ is just an amazing thing to be part of. And you go to church on Sunday to get that really depth in the Word of God. And that's exactly what our pastors are supposed to be doing. And yet still, we need to also know how does the world work, and how does math work, and you know, how does language work? All these things that are academic skills that help us to know God's world better. And so Classical Conversations offers that in the middle of the week for the families that are interested. So we help folks who need help. And we also encourage people who are really competent in homeschooling to come in as directors and leaders and trainers, and to, you know, avail their services to the folks that maybe feel less confident teaching Latin and physics and things like that. So that's in about, what's that, about 3 minute elevator pitch?
That was a great elevator pitch. I love the system that you have set up. It has been so effective for my family. When I started homeschooling, I, like many moms, had no clue what I was doing. I just knew that the Lord was calling us to do this. My husband knew it, and we just dove in. And the first 2 years, I really, it was okay because we started in kindergarten. And so kindergarten and first grade were, they were just challenging in the sense that I felt like I was trying to figure it out. But, you know, mm-hmm. my oldest was, she was so little at the time, and I didn't feel like I was really messing anything up too terribly bad. But then we were going into second grade and I was like, okay, I know I need more, but I don't know what to do. Like I you know, I wasn't trained as a teacher, and I just didn't know what direction to go. And so I heard somebody actually who ended up being my director, my sweet friend Nanette, she came in and she spoke at a meeting that I had gone to, a local homeschool meeting. And she just presented Classical Conversations in a few minutes. And I was like, this is it. And I was so excited. And I went home and I told my husband, I said, we have to go to this information meeting. That I really think this is the thing that we need. So of course we signed on. And the funny thing was that first year I signed, she was in need of a tutor. I signed on to be a tutor, and I had never been in a class, in a Classical Conversations classroom before. So I started tutoring that year without having seen it. And, mm-hmm. And I was terrified, actually. I will tell you that the tin whistle was the most terrifying thing to me ever. It was a crack up. I could do all of the other stuff. And then I had to stand in front of about seven-year-olds and teach them the tin whistle. And my palms were sweating and I was shaking and I was so nervous. And I was like, I don't know what I'm doing. But we got through it. And I had a very gracious mom who, a couple of moms who were with me, helped me out.
Yeah. See, you learn something new.
Yeah.
You can do all things through Christ. And he pushes us right off the comfort couch every time that we'll let him.
He absolutely does. But it was fantastic from the academic standpoint, but like you said, the community of coming together with the other moms and the other families was just something that there was no comparison to that. And I didn't even know how much I needed it until I got into it. And I realized that they became my family. As a matter of fact, when we left California to travel and start filming for Schoolhouse Rocked, leaving our CC community was by far one of the hardest things that we had to do, because they were our family. We did life together always, every week. And so it was such a blessing. And I love that it has spread so far and deep throughout the world. I mean, because you guys are all over the world now. It's not just
in
America, right?
Yeah. And we have 100 communities in Russia.
Wow.
And we are opening up with, I don't have the final number. They just opened in February in Brazil. And wow. I think that we have a couple dozen programs there for the first time. They're working in English in Brazil with the expats while we get it translated into Portuguese.
Wow.
And then in Russia, we've already been working on the translations for a while. So it is translated. So they've got Foundations and Essentials and A, I think, is what they're offering.
Okay.
In Russia. Yeah. Okay. And then we're also, we've begun translating Mandarin.
Wow.
Because we have a Far East market. Wow. That's using the curriculum, and more programs. Had our first practicum in actually mainland China this year.
Okay.
It was in a kind of a clandestine situation. Very, very fun to hear.
Yeah. Okay. So you just mentioned practicum, and I would love for you to talk about that, because when I first started with Classical Conversations, I heard this word practicum being thrown around, and I was like, I do not even know that word, and I don't know what it means. So explain what a practicum is, because those are going to start coming up. And this is something that, for people who are not familiar with CC, would be fantastic for them to attend. And of course, those who are familiar with it usually love going anyway. So explain what a practicum is.
So I just don't want any barriers of entry to any parent who wants to homeschool. They don't have to join Classical Conversations. I just firmly believe in homeschooling. And so one of our hallmark events throughout the summer is to offer 3-day parent practicums, where we basically get together 3 days in a row, and you bring your family, and there's camps and care for the littlest ones. And the teenagers go to camp, but they're academic camps. And the reason we're having the academic camps for the kids is because mommy and or dad are sitting in a room also practicing teaching classically. And so every year has a theme. It might be a math topic one year, or it might be Latin, it might be history, it might be English, but you know, you can only do one thing well, and you only get the 3 days. So we try to do in the morning, really emphasize just a big overview conversation on what is the classical model. And then the afternoon is more training on a specific subject. And that's where that practice part of the word parent practicum comes in. And so we encourage not just homeschoolers. If you're thinking of homeschooling, if you're headmaster of a classical school, if you're on a school board trying to figure out what are some better resources for your school, anybody can come to them. They're absolutely free. And we do charge, though, for the kids' camps. It's pretty cheap. It's like $40 for 3 days.
Yeah.
Well, thanks for saying that, because we do have to pay that staff, and they got the background checks, supplies, cookies, you know, all that. Yeah. There's a cost to that part, but it's we're happy to donate our own time for the adults that are there. And so, you know, everyone's welcome.
Yeah. Yeah. So practicum is just kind of this three day intense, almost like a homeschool conference, but it's a local with your own people.
Yeah, we try to keep it between 20 and 100 people, depending on the facilities. With the children, if you have 60 adults and they have 2 or 3 kids, that's a big event.
Yes.
And so it's more focused than a conference where you pick and choose things.
Right.
You know, real particular. And in some ways, it's both the best and the worst of Classical Conversations. People have to make some real effort to spend 3 days learning something.
Yeah.
And, so sometimes you just don't want to do it, but mostly when people get there, they're like so glad that they did it. And the folks who stay with us the longest, of course, end up going year after year, and even many times in the summer, because they just want to learn how to teach classically.
Yes.
You can go online. There's so many ways to learn how to do all kinds of things now, but we just feel really convicted that the best learning is in community, that you have someone to touch your back and answer your questions and have a glass of water with.
Yeah.
And then see the kids running around the playground together, and you feel like, okay, this Christian classical community is going to really work.
Yes. Yeah. One of the things I love is we would go to practicum each summer, and you always see those moms who it's their first time, and they kind of have that deer in the headlights look, and you can point them out every time. And it's so neat to be able to just connect with those moms and just go up to them and just say, hey, you know, are you new to homeschooling? Are you new to CC? Are you new to classical education? You know, and it's a great way to build relationships with these moms, especially with those who are just getting into homeschooling and trying to figure it out. It's fantastic. I want to back up just a little bit, because you explained what Classical Conversations is, but I want to very shortly, if you can just kind of give a picture of what a typical day at a Classical Conversations community looks like for those who have never attended before. And they're like, okay, what in the world is she talking about? Just give a glimpse into a day.
Sure. So let's say your community meets on Tuesday at a local church. Your challenge students, which is the middle and high school program, they may have to be in their classroom, say, 8 o'clock. And while you've dropped them off, you're gathering your little guys and getting them to their classrooms, and you're making sure they have their supplies and the lunches out of the car and that kind of thing. So your older students are in a cooperative with up to 12 other students. That's their cohort. That's who they hopefully will travel through from Challenge A onwards. And, you know, people move, so you don't have to stay with
And Challenge A begins in seventh grade, correct?
Right. That's our middle and high school program. And so that very much is more peer-based with one of the parents that's already at the facility tutoring. Usually doesn't have to be this case, but usually the tutor would have their own children in the program. So me and mom and dad, if both come, are also on the same church campus with their little guys. And we encourage the parents to stay with the children that are 4 to 12 years old in the Foundations and Essential program, because there's two things. Those children need the most help, and that's generally the age group that the parents most involved with and wants to the most help with, right? Once you've been homeschooling for 6-7 years, those older kids know how to do quite a lot on their own. And so, but we still encourage you not to treat the challenge program like a drop-off program. Mm-hmm. Let the tutor know of your older child, how old or what's going on with your younger ones, and say, hey, let me know. But, you know, if my kid's struggling in a course, tell me what time you're going to be talking about that, and I'll be there in the room with them. I've also had parents, and they're so welcome to stay the entire time with the challenge program, and they just sit in the back and they're quiet and they do the work and they figure out, you know, what's going on with Latin and history and chemistry and all those things we're doing, and can go home and help their older child. So at lunchtime, the little guys are pretty much finished for the day. And sometimes there's an afternoon nursery kind of opportunity. It's not really a nursery like you think. It's more like playground time.
Yeah.
And then the 4th, 5th, and 6th graders have an additional 2 hours of the Essentials program where it's just too hard for the little guys. And they've been sitting for a long time. They need to get out of there.
Yes.
And then meanwhile, the challenge students continue. So the challenge students have a 6-hour day, and then everyone goes home around 3 o'clock. And it's one day a week. And so it's a big commitment, especially we homeschool moms. We don't like anybody telling us when to be where.
Yeah.
And so, you know, we have to, you got to have lunch. You got to have the shoes on. You got to have the pencils in the case. And so it's this one day of working hard to work, not just for your own benefit and learning more, but compromising, being part of a community and saying to your kid, yes, you didn't get to do your speech today. Did you listen to 3 other kids? Right? It's not all about you. We need to have give and take in our school situation and, you know, with education. So there's just a lot that goes on, and the older kids are working on 6 different subjects over 6 hours versus the littlest ones through 3rd grade are really, it's the parents that are doing the work, right? They're the ones that are trying to understand the classical model, and the younger kids are there playing games and singing songs and just doing various activities. And so everything's kind of designed for the age of that student, and the fact that no matter who you are as a parent, you're going to juggle between kids, and there's no way to make it perfect for everybody. And so we all come together and work on just as a community, how do we get better at Christian classical education?
Yeah. One of the things I love about the Foundations program, which is kindergarten. So it starts at 4 years old and goes through eighth grade. No.
Well, through about 12 years old.
Right. Sixth grade.
Yes.
And it's so much fun because these kids get to come together and they get to learn what classical conversations calls memory work. And they memorize different things about all different subjects, science, history, Latin, English. But it's really fun. And so they get to do it, you know, with jump roping and I should say jumping rope games and all kinds of fun activities and stuff. And so it makes school fun, but they also get to do it with their friends and they get to build those relationships as well, which is really, really exciting for them. And so my girls always loved it. We couldn't wait till CC day, except for the packing of the lunches. That was always the dread of my week. my favorite week was always when we had potluck and, I only had to think about bringing one thing and we always had a wonderful feast. It was lots of fun. Or pizza day. Also, that was
the other thing is it's the one day a week you have to not wear your pajamas all day.
That's exactly right.
Interest.
I always would think, I cannot believe people actually do this 5 days a week.
It was exhausting.
I could never do it. I can barely do it one day. Anyway, we're going to take a quick break and then we're going to come back and I want to talk about homeschooling through high school.
Every year, parents just like you are discovering Classical Conversations, a vibrant, supportive, Christian homeschooling program that's been equipping parents since 1997 with the resources, tools, guidance, and encouragement they need to homeschool their children with confidence and prepare them for a lifetime of success. Visit our website at classicalconversations.com to find a nearby community and learn more about homeschooling the Classical Conversations way. Classical Conversations, Christian homeschooling simplified.
I want to talk about the high school years. I know that this is, even for myself, my oldest is 13, so she's in seventh grade, respectively. And as we're getting into those high school years, it's starting to become a little bit terrifying for me. I did not like school as a child. And so those years kind of scare me. But I know enough about homeschooling now to know that God has gotten us this far. He's going to take us all the way through. How can you encourage the mom who is going into the high school years and give her some support?
Yeah. Well, I'd like to say, think back to your own high school years. I know that my mother and father were involved in my academic work at that point. They were around for resources. They're around to ask questions. They're around to say, what did you talk to the teacher? That tends to be what happens with homeschool older students too. They do a lot of the work on their own and they really use their parents as a resource. One of the things I found very helpful, because I had split, right? I had two in the Foundations program and two in the Challenge program, was the little guys can take up a lot of your time. Mm-hmm. And homeschooling stops being homeschooling for the older ones and can become what some people call lone school. Mm-hmm. And you don't want that to happen. So one of the things that I would do was schedule specific tutoring appointments with my older two twice a week for 2 hours each. And we could get so much accomplished in that one-to-one time that they were able to, you know, do everything else thoroughly the rest of the week. So academically, I wasn't doing all that much with them once they got to about ninth grade. Mm-hmm. And then with classroom conversations, you're there once a week and their classmates are using the same materials. Their tutors trying to, you know, help them with the assignments. So we would make a list of questions mm-hmm. to ask when they got into. And so besides, you know, our encouragement and then, you know, it's your mom and dad are going to be good at some of the subjects that they're studying. And then of course the program itself, that was adequate. But one of the things that, I think that parents forget about, or actually you don't forget about it, you don't really even know about it, is since this is your first time through with having older children, you don't know what it's going to be like having them. And so you have this in your mind, this kind of imaginary world that they're about to enter. And a lot of it's skewed by your own schooling experience. And that's not what you're doing. Your life mm-hmm. is very different. They've been at home. They know the ropes. They're part of the team. They, you know, enjoy their family. You figured out what their activities are that they're going to focus on. And what's really interesting to me is they're finally old enough to be responsible. And we send them to a room and stick them there and tell them to do it. Some stranger that doesn't have our worldview wants them to study and to, you know, to do. So don't do that. The high school years is when it's finally fun to homeschool. Mm-hmm. They're finally beginning to think like adults. They're able to engage in these conversations we're preparing them for. And they're able to be trustworthy. Mm-hmm. And that's one thing that I just really focused on a lot, especially being the mom of four boys. They have a great dad. He was around a whole lot, but we began looking for mentors that were males and other adults for them to hang out with. And because they were homeschooled, they had the time mm-hmm. for it. And so it wasn't just mom and dad, their CC tutor and their books. They had each other and they took other courses. They all had different interests, whether it was sports or art, where we found other, you know, folks to engage with them. All my boys were very interested in Bible studies and every single one of them had jobs mm-hmm. and their employer oftentimes became their best friend through high school and provided a lot of opportunities for them. Sometimes when people tell me their high schooler is not happy in homeschool, you know, I'll ask them, what are you doing? And all they did was brought school home.
Yeah.
And I would be unhappy too if I was in high school and that's what happened. The world really is our classroom. And if you mean that, raise children who you trust and then stick them on a bus and say, go to New York City. I want you to study what it's like at the art museum there. Mm-hmm. I'll see you in 3 days. Mm-hmm. So people won't do that with their high school students anymore. They're frightened yeah. by what the world has up there. And we didn't have that attitude with our boys. They were all over the East Coast when they were in high school. And our one rule was you have to tell me what state you're in, just in case I get to find the police. Right. We meant what we said. Yeah. And I think about how fortunate people are who live at where there's like a bus system or like in Europe. Mm-hmm. I mean, my goodness, I would never be homeschooling. I would have a backpack on my back and get on a bus or a train and be somewhere different every day if I was in high school.
Yeah.
So really mean it, that this is the, you know, we're missionaries to the world mm-hmm. and give them that opportunity to learn how the world works. Get them on planes, trains, buses, and boats.
Yeah. Oh, so fun.
Yeah.
I love that. You mentioned a few minutes ago, worldview. And it's one of the things I love about CC is that you teach everything from a biblical worldview. Why is that important to teach from a biblical worldview?
Well, for me, the point of education is to learn how to pursue truth. Mm-hmm. And to me, truth is a person. His name is Jesus Christ. Okay. So if you're not pursuing truth, why are you even engaged in that activity? Mm-hmm. Right? Say what it is. It's entertainment. Yeah. So to me, the difference between them. And so recognize when you're being entertained and recognize when you're actually are trying to understand how the world works. And so the world's kind of confused in that.
Yeah.
So that's why it's important, because I got up every day when the boys were at home, and for people who don't know, all four of them now, they're all grown men. But I literally would, when my feet would touch the floor, I would say, okay, I'm the queen mom. I've got these four kings to raise. What am I going to do today with them, Lord? Because His mercies are new every morning, and we will fail throughout the day. But just thank God that we can go to bed at night and die and be resurrected again in the morning with this, this mercies being new. And so if you have that as your worldview, fear just escapes. It just goes away. There's no place for it to reside, because you know who you're serving each day. And people a lot of times will say, my kids have to be prepared for the real world. And I'll say to them, do you mean the one where every knee will bow and every tongue confess?
Oh, yeah.
Is that your real world? We're confused by what in the world is going on, even when we claim to be Christians. Mm-hmm. And so this whole trying to recapture a worldview and knowing whose we are and remembering it,
yeah,
really difficult. Yeah. And no one is going to try to help you in that endeavor, except I would say your Christian friends.
Yeah. Yeah. And homeschooling gives us the opportunity to continuously train our kids in that, constantly reminding them, you are here for a purpose, and God is so good and He's so big, and being able to teach them all of those things through the things that we teach them is so powerful. And I think that moms, I love that you talk about His mercies are new every morning, because I think so often moms just get into the drudge of the everyday homeschooling and just dealing with the responsibilities and pressures of life, and we forget the importance of what we're actually doing and what's in front of us. You said you're raising four kings, and that's right. We're raising queens and kings, and we're raising the future generation who is going to, they are the church. They are, the future leaders of this world. And so it's so important to keep that focus and be reminded that, God has a big job for us as moms and dads, and He will continue to use us as long as we continue to be used by Him and allow Him to use us to do these great things. I want to talk really quickly. We're almost out of time, but about two more things. So
I'll make it shorter.
Okay. Oh, no. I'm loving your talking. So in Challenge 2, Classical Conversations offers what's called concurrent enrollment, which is different than dual enrollment. Can you explain that a little bit?
Yes. So what we're doing is we're working with a variety of universities, one or two in particular, who have just looked at us and said, wow, your high school students are doing what our college students should be doing. Is there some way we can partner with you? And we were actually on the lookout for folks that would do this with us. I mean, we initiated this and we knew what we were offering. And so concurrent enrollment means that somebody else has looked at our materials and said, we will accreditate that for you.
Okay.
So you don't go somewhere else or do something else. It's all CC. It's all about CC. But a accrediting body has said concurrently, we will call that college credit.
Okay.
So we don't have it for every subject every year. We have it for about two, for challenge 2, 3, and 4. And you can pick and choose. You can do them all, or you can just do one of them.
Okay.
Because there's a little bit of extra work you have to do. You got to get the assignments to the person who's grading them for you. So you just have to be willing to be organized in order to get those credits. And it does cost a little bit more each year for those. And so I'm not going to say what the price is, because I don't know what it is. It's not particularly expensive.
Yeah, that's awesome, though, because that gives them the opportunity to go into college already with some credit that they would otherwise have to do once they get there.
And a lot of parents don't know this, but that looks good on your resume, and it's a good thing to do, but it's not an important thing to do, because think about it. Wherever your child goes to school, they're going to have their own standards, and so the credits may not transfer. And a lot of schools have stopped taking credits from other people because they want your money.
Right.
And they want you to pay for their credits. So don't think it's this great, big, amazing thing that's going to solve, you know, lots of problems and save money for you. You're doing it more as a resume builder, and mm-hmm. it's something to help your students know kind of, yes, this is college level material. Yeah. You're doing a really good job. Someone else has approved it, and you may save some money, you know, by doing this.
Yeah. Well, we have, in filming for the movie, we've actually talked to several college professors, and hands down, every one of them have said that they can almost always spot the homeschool students, because they typically are better students in college. Not always, but oftentimes they are. And there's just something different about the way that they learn, the initiative that they're able to take. They're not always surprised by, you know, being handed this whole syllabus of something and saying, hey, go do this, and waiting till the last minute.
They're self-directed by then.
Exactly. They've learned to be self-directed. Mm-hmm. And so that really will benefit them, not just in college, if they choose to go to college, but in life, because mm-hmm. that's important in life. I want to ask you about one last thing. So you're working on a math curriculum. You're developing a math curriculum right now that maps the structure and learning K-4 through 12 math from a classical Christian perspective. I know that's in the process right now. Can you talk just a little bit about that?
So basically, I feel like, I know I'm short in time, that may put pressure on me now.
That's okay. Go ahead. It's okay if we go over for a couple minutes. I have
to make it quick. So basically, one of the confusions about math, why people don't like math, is they don't know where they're going or where they've been or why they're doing it, right? That's the number one question. But why do I have to do this, right? Uh-huh. I'm never going to use this. And so most adults don't know why either. And so we raise kind of kids that are cynics. We make them do something that then they go and they never do anything with it anyway. And so, you know, it's an odd situation, especially all of us went through K to 12 math. So I feel like one of the reasons we don't know what's on is curriculum is not really well designed. It doesn't lead you through a specific map year after year that you recognize. A mathematician would recognize it. Mm-hmm. It's not set up to train the student or the teacher, even if it's a school situation, to understand why you just did and how it's going to apply next. And there's also, if you have a age range of children, they're going to be in different books at different levels, and you can't turn to page 78 in all, say if you've got three kids. In my curriculum, if you turn to page 78 in all 3 years, the kids are going to be doing the same activity at a different level. So I, as a parent, well, no, I have one thing to work on with all of them, whether it's in calculus or whether it's in digits, right? And so that's what's unusual about the curriculum we're developing. And it's going to be really hard for people to wrap their brains around that. But so far, so good. Yeah. It's coming along.
Very cool. Well, that's exciting. We will definitely keep an eye out for that as it is going through development. And I'm excited to see it when it's done. So Lee, thank you so much for your time. You are an absolute blessing to us and to many, many others. And we appreciate all that you guys are doing and all that you continue to do. I know you're not stopping anytime soon. You guys, every time we talk to you, there's something new and exciting. And so it's really neat that God is continuing to use what you're doing there.
And we can't wait for Schoolhouse Rock to make it into the screens, not just because my Robert's in there and I know half of your cast of that character. But it's really important what you're trying to say. So thank you very much.
Yes. Well, we appreciate the encouragement and the prayers very much. God is, he is such a big God. And I can honestly say that all the glory goes to him, because the things that have been accomplished over the last 2.5 years make no sense, except that we can just point to God and say, only you, God, only you could have done what you've done. So thank you. And for those of you who maybe you're listening to this for the first time and you're not sure what we're talking about, go to schoolhouserocked.com and you can see a couple of our movie trailers there, learn more about the documentary that we are in production on. Many people know this, but many don't. We are supported completely by donations at this point. So if anybody feels led to support us, we are kind of like missionaries right now. And God has been so faithful to provide. But if the Lord prompts you to do that, you can actually go on schoolhouserocked.com under support, and you can make a tax deductible donation to help us as we are working on this much needed documentary that's all about homeschooling and debunking the myths and misconceptions of homeschooling, and encouraging people to do it, because it's a fantastic opportunity that we have and a fantastic freedom that we have in our country to be able to homeschool. So Lee, really quickly, where can people find you?
classicalconversations.com is our website. And there's so many links there.
Okay.
Just be patient.
Yeah, there's a lot of good information on there. So we will put those links in the show notes. So thank you again. Have a fantastic day. And it was great talking to you. Hey, everyone. I hope you are having a great summer. We are having such a great time, and we are really excited about the new upcoming season that we have for the Schoolhouse Rocked podcast. We have a great lineup already of guests who are going to come on the show with me. But if you have someone that you would really like to hear on the podcast, please email us at podcast@schoolhouserocked.com and let us know who you would like to hear an interview with, and we would love to try to get them on. Hope you guys have a great day, and we'll be back with you again next week.